Democrats are expressing new optimism about their prospects in congressional races now that Kamala Harris sits at the top of the ticket.
But man, are we are so excited. That's a song. We're so excited.
That is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer kind of singing to reporters earlier today. NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh joins me now here at the convention center. Hey, Deirdre.
Hey, Ari.
So Schumer sounds like he's in a good mood. Is there really a major vibe shift among congressional Democrats now that Biden has passed the torch to Harris?
Big time. I'm hearing it from Schumer, but also a lot of other Democrats here in Chicago. In terms of the Senate going into November, Republicans really have a big edge in flipping control of the Senate. The map is just tough for Democrats. They're defending 23 seats. Those are mostly in red and purple states. Republicans have 11 seats to defend in mainly red territory. But Schumer predicted earlier today his party's going to keep control and potentially pick up a seat or two in potentially red states. He credited Harris's ability to connect with middle-class voters and also talked about her background as a prosecutor as a big asset.
The ability to really prosecute the case against Donald Trump gives us a feeling of real optimism.
But Deirdre, if you look at the map, the path to a Senate majority for Democrats leads through states like Montana and Ohio, where the Harris campaign is not competing, or at least not prioritizing. So how does Schumer explain how Democrats win there?
Right. He argued that candidates like John Tester in Montana, Sherrod Brown in Ohio, are further ahead. They're outperforming the top of the ticket. But he says they're even further ahead than he expected they would be. They have their own brands in those states. He admits they're not going to win a lot of rural counties, but he thinks they can cut down on the Republican margin. He said Republicans up until this point kind of shrugged at Biden campaigning on his legislative accomplishments, but he said Senate candidates are able to be more specific. Bob Casey can point to millions of dollars he got for a bridge in his state, John Tester.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Exactly. John Tester can talk about rural broadband projects. In purple states like Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Schumer actually said Trump is the biggest asset for Democrats there because he believes his personal attacks at Harris are really going to turn off the people in the middle there that they need to win over. In terms of those pickups in seats like Texas and Florida, those odds are really long. As you would imagine, Senate Republicans reject Schumer's analysis today. A spokesman for the campaign committee told me they're confident they have better odds to retake control of the majority.
So that's the Senate. What about House Democrats? Are they feeling their chances of flipping the House are different now with Harris?
They are. I mean, the head of the House Democrats Campaign Committee, Susan Del Bene, is saying across the board in terms of fundraising numbers, volunteers signing up to work on campaigns, there's big enthusiasm bump ups. I've also heard that a lot from the same from Democrats here in Chicago. They feel like there's momentum. They know it's going to be close. Just like the Senate, the playing field for the House is very narrow. It all comes down to a really small group of competitive seats. Democrats need four to win it back.
Well, given all this Democratic optimism, did Schumer say what his party plans to do if they do keep their majority in the Senate and win back the House?
He has a pretty ambitious agenda. He's talking about addressing voting rights, reproductive rights, campaign finance reform. Schumer said, you know, they didn't have the votes to change the rules on filibuster reforms this past session because of independents like Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin. Those members are retiring, and he thinks that the new Democrats that could be elected will be more receptive to those changes, and it will make it easier for them to address and change the rules to get those types of bills forward. Schumer's also talking about undoing the Trump tax cuts, maybe even reviving bipartisan immigration reform.
That's NPR's Deirdre Walsh here with me from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Ari.